Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Coffee Break German Travel Diaries, Season 1, Episode 5.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German Travel Diaries. Hallo Marc, wie geht's?
Hallo Andrea, mir geht's gut. Und dir?
Mir geht's wunderbar.
I almost said und du there. I was able to correct myself just in time. We are back with another episode of the Coffee Break German Travel Diaries. Delighted to be here. And we are, of course, following the story, the tales of Karin and her family as they travel along the German Alpenstrasse.
Genau.
Andrea, I have a question. The word for along, is it entlang?
Genau.
Now, if we were saying along the German Alpenstrasse, what case do we use?
Ah, this is really interesting. And I had to look this up myself. And basically all three cases will be in use by different people speaking this language.
Wow.
Yes. So the accusative is a bit more obsolete, mm-hmm. but I'm sure there are people who use it.
So it would be, with the accusative, what would it be?
Die Alpenstraße.
So die Alpenstraße.
Entlang die Alpenstraße.
Right.
So I looked this up and it is not wrong to use it, but it's maybe not very common.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dative is rarely used.
Okay.
And the correct, or not the correct, all three are correct, but the recommended case is the genitive.
Right, so with a dative, it would be presumably der Alpenstrasse, yeah?
Yes.
So entlang der Alpenstrasse.
Mm-hmm.
But with a genitive,
It's also der.
So we don't actually know whether people are using the
well,
genitive.
Well, in this case, we don't know whether people use the dative or the genitive, but obviously there are other words where we would know.
Okay, so with a masculine word, that would change to des, yeah.
Exactly.
Also sehr interessant. Okay, let us get on with the text. As usual, we're going to listen to the full text as Karin reads her diary entry. And then Andrea and I will discuss the language because I'm sure there will be some aspects that I don't understand and hopefully you'll be able to help me sort that out.
Genau.
Okay, los geht's.
Tag 5. Wandern ist eine Tätigkeit der Beine und ein Zustand der Seele. Obwohl es gestern Abend stark geregnet hat und etwas grau war, sieht man heute keine Wolken mehr am Himmel. Anstatt nach dem Frühstück wie gewohnt ins Wohnmobil zu steigen, sind wir heute auf die Bergspitze gewandert, die wir gestern Abend noch vom See aus bestaunt hatten. Johannes wollte unbedingt zur Spitze wandern und mit der Seilbahn wieder runterfahren. Und obwohl ich anfangs noch zu müde war, muss ich zugeben, dass es sich absolut gelohnt hat. Der Herzogstand ist ein über 1700 Meter hoher Berg, von dem man auf die zwei Seen in den darunter liegenden Tälern herabschauen kann. So etwas Wunderschönes. Wieder beim Wohnmobil angekommen, sind wir in Richtung Osten losgefahren, entlang an kurvigen Serpentinen, vorbei an Bächen, Höfen und natürlich den wunderschönen Alpen. Am Baumsee haben wir uns in einen Gasthof gesetzt und dort zu Mittag gegessen. Ich habe den vor Ort gefangenen Hecht probiert, einfach köstlich. Da wir relativ früh angekommen waren, sind wir etwas länger sitzen geblieben und haben noch mit Aussicht auf den See einen Kaffee getrunken. Wir haben unser Wohnmobil am Camping geparkt und den Tag mit einem großen Spaziergang um den See abgerundet.
Okay, a couple of obwohls in this text. Is that although?
Genau.
Okay, so let's go through the text then.
Mhm. Gut, also. Obwohl es gestern Abend stark geregnet hat und etwas grau war, sieht man heute keine Wolken mehr am Himmel.
Okay, so although es gestern Abend stark geregnet, although it rained heavily yesterday evening.
Mhm.
And etwas grau war and was a bit grey?
Genau, ja.
Okay. Sieht man heute keine Wolken mehr am Himmel. Right, so Wolken are the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Sees one today, no clouds more in the sky.
Ja, genau, so no more clouds, ja.
Yeah, so
keine Wolken mehr.
Mehr, okay, so you can no longer see any clouds in
genau.
the sky today.
Genau. Anstatt nach dem Frühstück wie gewohnt ins Wohnmobil zu steigen, sind wir heute auf die Bergspitze gewandert, die wir gestern Abend noch vom See aus bestaunt hatten.
Oh, right. That's a long sentence and there's lots of bits to it.
Yes, let's look at it bit by bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, anstatt nach dem Frühstück wie gewohnt ins Wohnmobil zu steigen, was ist anstatt?
Is that like instead? Instead of something?
Ja, genau.
Okay.
So, instead of doing what?
After breakfast, wie gewohnt as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Ins Wohnmobil zu steigen. So, getting into the camper van. After breakfast, as usual. So I'm guessing they're saying, rather than setting off immediately after breakfast, as they've been doing recently.
Genau, sind wir heute auf die Bergspitze gewandert.
So we walked, we hiked to the mountain peak today.
Ja, genau.
Is it to the mountain peak or?
On top of the mountain peak.
Okay.
Ja?
Ja.
Die wir gestern Abend noch vom See aus bestaunt hatten.
Right, so this D is referring back to the Bergspitze?
Genau.
Okay, so which we yesterday evening still from the lake?
Genau. Bestaunen is to look at it in awe.
Ah, like to admire.
Ja. Ja, das okay. ist gut, ja.
So, right, okay, so it's we went to the peak of the mountain, which we had admired from the lake last night.
Mhm, genau.
Okay.
Johannes wollte unbedingt zur Spitze wandern und mit der Seilbahn wieder runterfahren.
Right.
Let's look at this bit first and then move on to the next part of the sentence. So, what did Johannes want to do?
Unbedingt zur Spitze wandern. He wanted to hike to the summit, but I don't know, unbedingt.
Unbedingt means under any circumstances.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. So, is this like saying Johannes above all wanted to hike to the peak?
It shows that he really wanted this.
Ah, right, okay. Okay, so he really wanted to hike to the peak.
Und mit der Seilbahn wieder runterfahren.
The Seilbahn, is that the cable car?
Ja, genau.
Okay, and then come back down with the cable car.
Yes, I would have done it the other way around.
Yeah, well, I'm just thinking, so would I. Okay.
So, and then our sentence continues. Und obwohl ich anfangs noch zu müde war, muss ich zugeben, dass es sich absolut gelohnt hat.
Oh, right. Okay, some words here that we've seen in other texts. Mm-hmm. Gelohnt is when something's worth it, yeah?
Ja, genau,
okay.
Ja.
So, I'm not sure about anfangs. Well, anfangen is to begin.
Aha.
So is that like
to
at
begin
the start?
With or at the beginning?
Okay. So, und obwohl ich anfangs noch zu müde war, and although I was still too tired at the beginning, muss ich zugeben. I have to give over. Is that like admit?
No, admit, yeah.
Okay. Dass es sich absolut gelohnt hat. That it was really worth it.
Genau, okay. Yeah.
Can we just go back through that whole sentence? Because it's quite complex.
So let's look at the whole sentence together. Johannes wollte unbedingt zur Spitze wandern und mit der Seilbahn wieder runterfahren. Und obwohl ich anfangs noch zu müde war, muss ich zugeben, dass es sich absolut gelohnt hat.
Okay, so Johannes really wanted to hike to the peak of the mountain and then come back down by cable car. Mm-hmm. And although at the beginning I was still too tired, I have to admit that it was really worth it.
Genau, yeah. And that all in one sentence.
Yeah. Can I ask you, is it zugeben or zugeben?
Zugeben.
Zugeben. So is that separable?
Ja, ich gebe zu.
Okay, good. Right, let's continue.
Gut. Der Herzogstand ist ein über 1700 Meter hoher Berg, von dem man auf die zwei Seen in den darunterliegenden Tälern herabschauen kann.
Right, okay. I think I understand what's going on here. I would never have been able to put that sentence together myself. But so the Herzogstand is an over 1700 meter high mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's over 1700 meters high. Von dem man auf die zwei Seen in den darunterliegenden Tälern. Right, so the valleys that lie below,
mm-hmm.
the Tälern that lie okay, sorry, this must be very frustrating for listeners to listen to me trying to work this out. But
No, so let's look at von dem. So what does von dem mean?
Von dem is from which, I think.
Mm-hmm. And it refers back to?
To the Berg.
Genau, yeah. And what can we see from the Berg?
Die zwei Seen, so that those are the two lakes.
Mm-hmm. And where are the lakes?
In den darunterliegenden Tälern. So the Tälern are the valleys, aren't they?
Ja, genau.
And are these valleys lying below them, basically?
Yes, so below the people mountain. Standing on the mountain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there are two lakes in valleys, and we can herabschauen onto these lakes. What is herabschauen?
Well, I can see schauen in there, which is to look at.
Mm-hmm. So, and herab?
I'm not sure. I've never seen that before.
To look down.
Ah, okay, right.
Yeah, and this works also, the same verb looks also works like herabschauen onto somebody, so to look down on someone. So it,
oh, okay, when you yeah, treat so them badly, as mm-hmm. it were.
So herabschauen means really to look down and see lakes, but also to look down and maybe not be very nice to someone. So herabschauen.
I understand. Okay, so der Herzogstrand, Stand rather, not, it's not a beach. der Herzogstand ist ein über 1700 Meter hoher Berg. So the Herzogstand is a mountain that's over 1700 meters from which one can look down on the two lakes in the valleys lying below.
Genau, super.
Okay.
So, and then, so etwas Wunderschönes.
It's just something totally wonderful.
Genau. So when we want to express how something is, for example, very good, I don't know, a Kaiserschmarrn, for example, then we say, so etwas Gutes.
Right.
So etwas Wunderschönes, if it's very beautiful.
So etwas Wunderschönes. Why is there an ES on the end there?
Because it's etwas. Etwas is das. Mm-hmm. So, for example, if we look at ein Tal, yeah, ist das Tal, mm-hmm. and we would say ein wunderschönes Tal.
Of course, right.
And here we have the adjective that turned into a noun.
And you use the das form there?
Yeah, because it's etwas Wunderschönes.
So you give the other example of so etwas Gutes.
Mm-hmm.
So could I say so etwas Schönes? Well, obviously, because we heard Wunderschönes or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So etwas Leckeres?
So etwas Leckeres, so etwas Großes, so etwas Kleines, alles. Huh?
Okay, let us pause there for just a moment and we will be back very soon with the second half of this text. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, welcome back. We have just been learning about how to say how lovely something is or something wonderful and so on by using that das form of the adjective as a noun. Is that correct, Andrea?
Ja, genau.
So etwas Wunderschönes. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's continue with our text and find out what else happens in this episode.
Wieder beim Wohnmobil angekommen, sind wir in Richtung Osten losgefahren.
Okay. Wieder beim Wohnmobil angekommen. So that's like once we were back in the camper van.
Genau.
Sind wir in Richtung Osten losgefahren. We headed off in an easterly direction.
Genau, ja. Okay. Entlang an kurvigen Serpentinen, vorbei an Bächen, Höfen und natürlich den wunderschönen Alpen.
Oh, right, okay. We've got entlang here with a lot of different things that they went along. The Serpentinen, what are these?
Ah, die Serpentinen, these are the mountain roads, you know, and they go, they're like snakes. They go around the mountain, up over the pass. And they just look a bit like snakes. That's why we call them serpentinen.
Serpentinen, okay. And I think there's an image of a serpentinen in our graphics for the for the travel diary. So hopefully our listeners can see that. So along the is it the curvy mountain roads?
Genau. So if anyone has ever driven or cycled along these serpentinen, they know exactly how difficult and tiring it is.
Yeah. So, vorbei an Bächen.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I don't know what the Bächen are.
A Bach is, in Scottish you would call it a burn.
Aye, So, I don't know why I said aye there. Because you said a burn. Yes, indeed, it's a burn, a stream. And Bach is a stream.
Genau.
Höfen are the courtyards.
Ein Hof would in this context be a Bauernhof.
So like a farm. A farm, okay. Und natürlich den wunderschönen Alpen and, of course, the beautiful Alps. Can we just look at our prepositions here? Because I'm a little unsure about our prepositions and what they are doing to the adjectives here.
Yes, so entlang an kurvigen Serpentinen, that is a nice dative. And then we have vorbei an Bächen. The Bächen would also be in the dative. We could see this. I could maybe give a better example where the dative is more visible. Mm-hmm. For example, if you give directions and you say, oh, you walk past the cinema. So, am Kino vorbei. So, am Kino vorbei.
Right. But the dative then is what is affecting these endings. So, the Kurvigen becomes a dative version and the wunderschönen Alpen, yeah?
Genau, yeah.
Okay.
Genau, und natürlich den wunderschönen Alpen.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, it's just sometimes difficult to see whether that is an accusative or whether it's a dative of a different gender.
For me too, Mark.
Good.
And you know this because I constantly have to look things up and speak to myself. So this is very, very tricky stuff.
Well, that reassures me, and I'm sure it will reassure our listeners too. Thank you for your honesty. Let's continue on then.
Am Barmsee, so here we have am Barmsee, ja, haben wir uns in einen Gasthof gesetzt und dort zu Mittag gegessen.
Okay, so that we've got gesetz and gegessen in there. So at the Barmsee, we sat down in a guest house.
Yeah.
And there we ate lunch.
Genau. Ich habe den vor Ort gefangenen Hecht probiert.
Oh, right. This is one of these situations where you've got a long adjective or an adjectival phrase, isn't it?
Genau, yeah.
So I have, I tried the something from the place caught?
Ja, vor Ort gefangen ist, so vor Ort ist in the place.
In the place,
und gefangen
yeah.
ist caught. Und yeah. was ist ein Hecht?
I'm guessing it's a fish.
Genau, ja. It's a pike.
A pike, okay, right. Okay, so yeah. I tried the freshly caught pike from the lake or something like that.
Genau, ja, super. Einfach köstlich.
Köstlich is like tasty, delicious?
Ja, köstlich ist wie lecker.
Okay.
Ja, aber es ist ein bisschen, so it's a bit higher register.
Ah, okay, so delicious, simply delicious. Could we say so etwas köstliches?
Ja, we could say that, ja. So etwas Köstliches.
Mm-hmm. Slightly different meaning there, I guess, than einfach köstlich. Simply delicious.
Gut, super. So, dann. Da wir relativ früh angekommen waren, sind wir etwas länger sitzen geblieben und haben noch mit Aussicht auf den See einen Kaffee getrunken.
Okay, da wir relativ früh angekommen waren. Is that like saying, since we... is that since we had arrived relatively
exactly.
early?
Yeah. So something that happened there. Before the other thing.
Mm-hmm. So that's the waren, which is the preteritum of the auxiliary verb sein here.
Genau.
And then the past participle angekommen.
Genau.
So since we had arrived relatively early, sind wir etwas länger sitzen geblieben. We sat on a little longer.
Ja.
Mm-hmm. Und haben noch mit Aussicht auf den See einen Kaffee getrunken. And we drank a coffee still with the view of the lake.
Genau, super. Mm-hmm. Wir haben unser Wohnmobil am Camping geparkt und den Tag mit einem großen Spaziergang um den See abgerundet.
Okay. I've got a question about the gross there, but basically we parked up the camper van and ended the day with a big walk around the lake.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it big or is it a great?
So it was a long walk.
Right. So it's referring to the length of it as opposed to the quality of it. Is that right?
Yeah, genau.
As opposed to a great walk around the lake.
No, it's not a great, but it was a long walk. So ein großer Spaziergang. Oder ein kleiner Spaziergang is a short Spaziergang.
Okay. Right. Let us have a listen. Actually, I'm just. I think I said we finished off the day, but abgerundet. Would that be like we rounded off the day? Is that?
Ja, genau. Ja.
Okay. Good. Let's listen again to the full text, and hopefully this time I will understand everything a lot more, and as will you. And listen out for those adjective endings and the other things we've been speaking about in this session.
Tag 5. Wandern ist eine Tätigkeit der Beine und ein Zustand der Seele. Obwohl es gestern Abend stark geregnet hat und etwas grau war, sieht man heute keine Wolken mehr am Himmel. Anstatt nach dem Frühstück wie gewohnt ins Wohnmobil zu steigen, sind wir heute auf die Bergspitze gewandert, die wir gestern Abend noch vom See aus bestaunt hatten. Johannes wollte unbedingt zur Spitze wandern und mit der Seilbahn wieder runterfahren. Und obwohl ich anfangs noch zu müde war, muss ich zugeben, dass es sich absolut gelohnt hat. Der Herzogstand ist ein über 1700 Meter hoher Berg, von dem man auf die zwei Seen in den darunter liegenden Tälern herabschauen kann. So etwas Wunderschönes. Wieder beim Wohnmobil angekommen, sind wir in Richtung Osten losgefahren, entlang an kurvigen Serpentinen, vorbei an Bächen, Höfen und natürlich den wunderschönen Alpen. Am Baumsee haben wir uns in einen Gasthof gesetzt und dort zu Mittag gegessen. Ich habe den vor Ort gefangenen Hecht probiert. Einfach köstlich. Da wir relativ früh angekommen waren, sind wir etwas länger sitzen geblieben und haben noch mit Aussicht auf den See einen Kaffee getrunken. Wir haben unser Wohnmobil am Camping geparkt und den Tag mit einem großen Spaziergang um den See abgerundet.
So etwas Wunderschönes. It does sound very, very idyllic. Andrea, do you know this part of Germany?
No, unfortunately not. I'm very parochial and... when I go to the Alps, I go obviously to the Swiss Alps.
To the Swiss Alps, okay.
But I'm thinking that I'm missing out on something, so I maybe do a small trip to the south of Germany too.
Excellent. I've been kind of close by, but I've not been to all of these places, so I am looking forward to investigating them when it's possible to do so. Okay, if you'd like to get more out of this episode of the Coffee Break German Travel Diaries, then you can use our notes, which explain everything in the text and give you further examples. We also provide a video version where we've put the text on the screen and paused after each part of each phrase to give you the chance to repeat the phrases and practice your pronunciation. You can find out about all of that at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And of course, don't forget that you can find us on social media. Indeed, we're posting some images of these beautiful parts of the world on our Instagram channel. So make sure you check it out. Just search for Coffee Break Languages and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter too.
We will be back soon with another episode of the Travel Diaries and we're looking forward to discovering Garmisch-Partenkirchen, another beautiful part of the world. For now... Vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.